Hi, for those who don't know me, I head up the Balancers group that runs during the week where I go to Christchurch in Spitalfields usually. This week Sarah and I headed up the early years part for the 0-7s for Fun in the Sun. My first Fun in the Sun, so it was kind of a throw me in at the deep end. I started off last week feeling quite fretful about whether it was going to work, whether we're going to have a big enough team, were we going to be more vulnerable because we were out in this state, and what were we going to do if it rained? I was drawn back to Psalm 37, verse 8, which I shared when I came to prayer meeting a few weeks ago, where it says, "Do not fret, it leads only to evil." And earlier on in Psalm 37, it also says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make you righteous. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun." So I committed to his ways, and the week worked. We had enough on the team. It did rain, but God provided for that. And within the week, there were opportunities for conversation. Parents took tracts, DVDs, and Bibles. And one of the mums asked for someone to read the Bible with, so she's been invited on to Adeline's Women's Bible Group. We also were based next to the Collingwood Children's Centre, and so we were quite visible to the staff as to what we were actually doing. And they were amazed at what we were doing there, and also they came and visited us on the community day and thought that involving everyone was a great idea. Being outside and more visible didn't make me feel vulnerable, but it did draw in new people. And our plan is that in September to go out and visit all those new people and invite them to join us at Bouncers. So with God's help, we did manage to meet new people in new ways.
Good morning. I was part of the home team, which meant visiting people in their families. Some statistics, like we cleaned 103 carpets. And I estimated it must take us about 14 hours of sweaty, on the knees work. We had a target of 15 old and 15 new. We wanted to build up on the families we went to see last year, but we actually visited 31 families, and a lot of them I didn't know. But what was really interesting, a number of families did talk about their kids coming to club, and what I got a sense of had the parents were really excited about their kids' excitement at the club. It seems like kids go home and tell parents about the clubs, and the parents are really excited. It was really interesting to hear that. Hannah's got a lot of work on next year because a number of the mothers with young children heard about Bouncers and they felt pretty isolated. So there's quite interested in that. There's the group on for mothers. So Hannah, sorry about that. Again, lots of mums coming through next year. We gave out a large number of the Jesus videos. Lots of families got videos and tracks and gospels. I say nearly all the families, apart from two or three, got lots of videos. And what's really, really encouraging is that a number of people received prayer in the name of Jesus for healing and also for family problems. It was a really powerful time. I was really moved by the feedback. Every afternoon we had a feedback time. And a number of people who said that families really were happy to be prayed for, you know, and it was really kind of like, I think something new is happening. I want to say thank you to Alan because he really worked hard at putting this team together. Because we didn't know what kind of family we're going to go into. And so Alan really prayed and really can't sort the Lord, I thought, for what people to put with what families. And an example of how that really worked is that the very last family that we carpet cleaned involved myself, a team member called Val and Jill. And we actually met the man, the husband, before, because he came to another carpet cleaning session and took over the carpet cleaning. And I knew it was going to be a bit difficult because he is. And we also gave him the day before a Jesus video, so he knew what to expect. So I was really thinking, oh, how he's going to receive us. So he took us. So we went to the house, and it was the perfect team because there was about four kids there, and Jill really engaged them brilliantly. The mum was really open, and Val really engaged her and got very quickly into talking about faith and Jesus and Islam, and I and the dad was kind of just hit it off, kind of like, we do the tag team on this carpet, and the beige carpet, and I said to her, this is the worst colour carpet, but we done the tag team on the carpet, and so, again, God really oversaw that, it was a perfect team, and the family just shared how the father's really sick and unwell, can't work. She's really artistic, but really stuck at home. Around the house was pictures, really lovely pictures, hand painted pictures, and she just said, I'm stuck at home with the kids. And this really bringing a message of hope. And then I said to Arthur, do you want to receive prayer in the name of Jesus? He looked at me, looked at the husband, said up in Bengali, and said, please, please, please. And so we said to pray for them, for the husband, for the wife, for the children, and everything. And it was, I think it was a perfect team. So thanks to Alan for that. This is something that I read out over the week, and it's really encouraging. First, from Colossians 4. It says, devote yourselves in prayer, to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Pray for us, too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the message, mystery of Christ. Doors were really opened this week. Literally, doors to people's houses, but I really believe doors to people's hearts. Just pray for those people who were prayed for healing and for their family problems. Pray that God will answer those prayers as a real demonstration that Christ is alive today.
Good morning, everybody. I think we're feeding back from the perspective of the youth work, but also Paul and myself coordinate this year's Fun in the Sun, so we'd like to feed back from that perspective as well. I think it's fair to say that in the build-up to Fun in the Sun, it was a bit of a struggle. I think the idea of reaching new people in a new way was something that really excited us, but actually the practicalities of how that was going to work out proved to be a bit of a nightmare. I think coming to the end of this week and being here this morning, I think the fact that we got through the week and the fact that the week was such a success is a real testament to God's grace, I think. There's no amount of our planning or the volunteers' work that could have made last week the success that it was. So I think a real encouragement for us was just the way that you guys as a church really got behind the vision, even though no one really knew what it would look like in reality, and you prayed and you fasted and you encouraged. And I know for myself that was something that really sustained me in the build up to Fun in the Sun. So a big thanks for that. You've heard as well, reaching new people in a new way. I think you can safely say that we've done that. It was just amazing on the Sunday when we went out leaflet dropping, and everyone was in their white t-shirts, and you just looked around and you just saw a sea of white, and it was just amazing to be able to see that. You know, people come out on the balconies and they were looking, thinking, oh, what's going on? And it was just really fantastic, and I just thought, man, this is symbolic of us going into darkness and being light in a dark place. And I think throughout the week there was story after story of our light shining in the darkness, and our Father being praised in heaven. So I just think, yeah, for me, I'm a bit tired, but I can safely say that it was a really fantastic week to be able to go out onto the kids' territory and to journey with them for a week of their summer has been fantastic. You know, on our last day we had a bit of an incident that was going on around the flats, and it freaked quite a few of the kids out, and the team got the kids together and was talking to them about Jesus and prayed with them in the middle of the red pitch on the Collingwood estate. And I think big thanks to God, because that has exceeded our expectations.
Couple of things. Firstly, starting off at the training day, saying we weren't really ready or really kind of prepared to be able to do any kind of outreach, kind of evangelism, on open air services on the estate. We had to scrap that idea, got our other plans there, and became very clear that the thing we do in the primary, where we have a short 10-minute interaction with the children about something of Jesus, wasn't going to work having it here and having some of the kids over there. The dynamics were just too kind of difficult. And because we didn't really know how it was going to work, it was a bit of a fluid approach to it. So after the first morning, kind of didn't really work, we let's rejig it. So for the last two, we did them on the estate. We did 10-15 minutes First one was on the prodigal son, how Jesus, how God rejoices when he finds the lost. And we did that in a gazebo, because it was absolutely chucking down, soaking wet. My team were in the anoraks, you know, reading scripts, doing some little acting, all in these gazebos. It was nuts. And then the last one, it was nice weather, we had a big crowd, we had some mums, and we did about Jesus and the meaning of Jesus' death on the cross. The ultimate expression of God saving the lost and rejoicing when he finds the lost. So that would be some of that. The other thing, this banner here, this one, a dun in the rain, tipping down, Anna Wright's mum and Ros Fox's mum, Liz and Jean. Painted that with a group of primary boys, and it was getting really, really, really wet. And when it came to pack up for the morning session, it hadn't dried, of course, and the only way to carry it back was to literally keep it taut, keep it tight, keep it level, and walk it back all the way through back to the mission. Now, the problem is, all the houses have got 3 or 4 stories high. So we're walking past in our nice white t-shirts, everyone's looking on the balcony, and all they can see is the leaders carrying this big banner saying Jesus. You know what I mean? And that really kind of summed up for me kind of the whole purpose. We wanted to make Jesus known, reach new people, new way, but with the same old message, that one of Jesus being alive, seeking the lost. And just on that, if you think that great job done, that's it, you've done it, job done. Guys, I'm sorry, you missed the point. If that's what you're thinking, you missed the point. Because it's not job done. Because there's only job done when Christ returns and we're in glory. Amen. Until then, there's a work to be done. This week's been great and fantastic. We've worked together. We've strove and really pulled our energies together and prayed together as a church. But we go on from this point. The job's not done. If you're thinking about how you can follow this up, rather than wait 365 days until the next fun in the sun, well, guys, clubs are desperate for leaders. We're struggling to keep some clubs open. Alpha courses that go on desperately need new people, and people prepared to shout out and speak to their friends, just like what we've been doing this week. Bouncers, we need people in bouncers. All these contacts are great, but don't think it's going to achieve anything if you're not going to do anything until next year. It's not going to work. So my closing point will be, thank you so much for all you've given. How exciting, how challenging it's been to serve together as a family, as a church body. How encouraging that's been. But guys, we go on from this point. As we go now, some on holiday, a bit more relaxed, we rest, we get some sleep. It's all good. It's all proper. But guys, don't for the life of you think that the job's done, because it's not. Thanks.